Welcome to a meeting with Rachel Allen. And Rachel Allen has just presented at the Tipperary Food Extravaganza. And she's just come off stage, and I'm sure she's still got the adrenaline running. Rachel, it's absolutely lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. I've had a really lovely time so far.
And tell me, you've had a wonderful new book, The Easy Meals, right? It's already won the Irish Book Awards non-fiction. And in a couple of days, the voting closes for the Irish Book of the Year. What do you think your chances are?
Do you know what? I didn't even know about that. No, I don't think I've
no, had no. The reason I mentioned it is that I found it out this evening, and I've actually voted for you while I was sitting there.
Oh, you're lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
So any of you listening have got 2 days, the closing votes on the 9th of December. Look, you're in a hurry, right? Let me just ask you one thing. The book has about 180 recipes that can be cooked by somebody who isn't a master chef in a short period of time.
Yes.
Can I ask you, how on earth did you... what's your process for picking recipes for the book?
Oh, it's quite haphazard. I wish I had a more efficient way of doing it. I tend to choose recipes that I want to test that day really by judging on, well, what's growing, what's in season, what I'm in the mood for, what's in the fridge. I've got lots of chorizo in the fridge. Let's do something with chorizo. It's really like that. So I don't have a very, very clear method. It happens quite organically, shall I say. Yeah. But it does take about 5 months, really, to test recipes for a book. 5-6 months. It takes, for the whole process for a book, it's close to a year.
Did you keep notes during the year? Like if you get a sudden idea in June, right? Oh, that would be good for the book. Did you do anything like that?
Yeah, bless this iPhone. Yeah, I do.
Do you use an iPhone?
I do. I use the Simple Note. You know, the little Simple Note thing?
Yes.
Thing,
yeah.
App icon, whatever it is.
Yeah, I do the same thing myself. It's just really handy.
I have notes for another 2 or 3 books in there. Oh, goodness, if I never ever use my phone. Oh, no, excuse me. I did sync it for the first time yesterday.
Yep. So now look, for a woman who's just synced for the first time yesterday, you have an iPhone app.
I do.
€3.99. I loaded it up tonight.
Did you?
How on earth? Who got you to have an iPhone app?
Well, that was fun. That was really interesting. Actually, my husband was the one who suggested it first. And we worked with our publishers, HarperCollins, and they made it with me. And it was really interesting. It did feel slightly surreal saying, hi, I'm Rachel. Welcome to my app. That felt quite
Because your voice is on the app, isn't it? Your voice. It's not just recipes and stuff. It's you.
Oh, yeah. No. I filmed making the key, you know, parts of the methods of making the recipes. And also I was filmed, you know, saying, oh, by the way, look at this, you know, this could happen if you're not careful, or watch this for, you know, don't make this pastry too wet, or don't make this stew too runny, or, you know, watch out for that. So it took nearly a week, actually, to film. It was quite, and that was just the filming part. And
it took somebody else a load of time to edit it, I bet you?
It probably did, actually. That I knew nothing about, yes.
Look, you're standing here with Pat Whelan, the
Master
the butcher, the master butcher. Look, let me just ask the two of you. When did you first meet the two of you, right? And where was it?
May have been on Twitter.
Are you serious?
we've known each other. We've known the Allens for quite some time, and I've known Rachel for quite some time. But we follow each other on Twitter, and we keep in touch via social networks. And we're both passionate about local food and promoting Irish food, local Irish food production. So yeah, it's a natural relationship that is meant to be. We're very lucky to be here tonight with so many other Tipperary food producers, of nearly 30 of them in total. And it's a great honour and privilege for us that Rachel came along to showcase our products and to show how they can be presented as a collection, because individually each of these products are outstanding. But as a collection, you know, it's amazing to see them all come together. And that synergy of local food creating a great local feast is a wonderful achievement. And I think Rachel really executed it very, very well. And they talk about other masters doing it in 30 minutes. I think I timed Rachel, it was 30 minutes too. It was four courses. Well done, Rachel. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Now, look, that's a Tipperary man talking. And Rachel Ann, which county in Ireland are you from?
I was actually born and bred in Dublin, but now I live in Cork. And I actually, just since last year, I've been in Cork for longer than I was in Dublin.
And you've come over the border into Tipperary. Now, look, what's it like for somebody from Cork now to come to Tipperary and say what great food there is to be had here?
Well, actually, I've known what great produce there is in Tipperary for so many years because I've got quite a few friends from Tip. So, but the produce is fantastic. I used actually fantastic pork products tonight. I used like gorgeous, gorgeous pork chops, big fat pork chops from Crow's Farm that are available actually at James Whelan Butchers. And I used the black pudding from the Cashel Fine Foods from the O'Dwyer's. Really, really delicious. You know, I'm always proud actually to be Irish with the produce we have, but you know, always even more so when I'm traveling, and people really do, they're always amazed by the produce we have, and it is second to none. I do find myself in other countries cooking with the produce there and I think, oh sugar, I should have brought the, you know, the pork or the you know, whatever, the dairy, whatever it is. It's our produce is just amazing. So it's easy to cook really good food here. It really is.
Well, look, I mustn't keep you. Your book is ideal for most of us who basically haven't got a load of time, right? And want to do something without... We've all seen MasterChef on TV and we're all awed, but we can't do that in our house. But your book looks to me as if I'll be able to use it in my house. Is that right?
I think it definitely is. Yeah, no, it's achievable. It's no fuss, straightforward food. Fuss-free.
Rachel Allen, thank you ever so much. Pat Whelan, thank you ever so much. And congratulations for pulling this event together here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That's great. I didn't know about that app.
No.